Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. My name is Doug Wortham, along with Jason Burley, and we have the pleasure of being today's co-hosts for the 600th episode of Minnesota Military Radio. On today's show, we're going to speak with the commander of the Disabled American Veterans of Minnesota, have a conversation with Minnesota Military Radio's longstanding host, and get an update from the director of the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System. But first, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Sean Mankey.
Your Minnesota National Guard is a unique military organization in that we have a dual role. Our chain of command includes both our governor and our president. We serve both overseas in combat roles and here at home in response to state emergencies. More than 13,000 strong, the soldiers and airmen of your Minnesota National Guard are based in more than 60 communities across our great state. From our Air National Guard units in Duluth and the Twin Cities to our Army National Guard unit stationed in Rosemont, Bloomington, St. Paul, Camp Ripley, and elsewhere, the soldiers and airmen of your Minnesota National Guard live here, work here, and serve here. It is our mission to be good community partners. We partner with local law enforcement agencies, schools, and an assortment of community organizations as part of our counter-drug program. In our role as emergency management response agency, we're prepared to protect Minnesota from any hostility, be it winter weather, floods, wildfires, civil unrest, or a pandemic. While I'm in the community, people often stop me to thank me for my service. I'm always humbled by that gesture of gratitude, but I'm also proud in the knowledge that the Minnesota National Guard is always ready to protect our community and always there to respond. Thank you.
Thank you, General Mankey. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. As I said in the opening, today we're going to have a conversation with the commander of the Disabled American Veterans of Minnesota. And I'd like to welcome Ron Haugen to the program. Ron, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Well, thank you.
It's great to have you. And, of course, Jason Burley is here in the studio with us as well. Today we have the distinct pleasure, as I mentioned before, of being the co-host for the 600th show of Minnesota Military Radio. And, Jason, great to have you in the studio as well.
Well, thanks. It's really an honor to be here for the show and great to meet with Ron and the new president of the Disabled American Veterans of Minnesota.
It certainly is, and you are the new commander of the Disabled American Veterans of Minnesota. Can you tell us just a little bit about that?
It's an ongoing process in our system in Minnesota. I've been on the exec board for the DAV for, I believe, 5-6 years, and this May 1st of this past year, I was elected commander.
And I understand that, of course, you do have ties to military service, in which I'm sure in the long way about got you into the DAV. But how about if you tell us a little bit about your service as well?
Back in June of 1968, I got drafted and inducted into the U.S. Army and did basic training out Fort Lewis, Washington, and then did my AIT training in Fort Ord, California, and Fort Gordon, Georgia, and then got orders to be shipped over to South Vietnam.
And, you know, one, thank you for your service. We do appreciate that. And, you know, another Vietnam veteran, kind of paving the way for the rest of us. I always like to talk a little bit about that and your service. And again, just want to thank you for doing that. And so that brings you to the department president or the commander, I guess, of the veterans, the Disabled American Veterans of Minnesota. And here you are. So tell us a little bit more about the DAV and kind of the big things that you've got going on right now inside of the DAV?
Well, the department in Minnesota, our transportation is our primary concern of getting veterans to their medical appointments and such. And we have 35 vehicles that you'll see throughout the state of Minnesota, and they're pretty obvious to see because they're moving billboards with the DAV on them. We do have a current problem of coming out of the pandemic is this operation is solely run by volunteer drivers, and we're short of drivers. That's the short of it.
So what's the size of the fleet of trucks and vans that we have?
We have 35 vehicles total.
And so then typically before that, like, what type of volunteers did you need to support that number of vehicles?
You always wanted to have four, five, six volunteer drivers, because we don't want anybody to become full-time. It's all part-time volunteers to fit into schedules and such. And, some of them, our vehicles are presently down to one driver, and it's hard to schedule appointments for our veterans.
We're speaking with Ron Haugen. He's the commander of the Disabled American Veterans of Minnesota. So the importance of having the volunteers to transport our veterans to their appointments, how impactful has that been for our veterans?
In the rural areas, which I come from, very much important to, because we don't have the rural local transportation. And in the case of our vans, will come to the home site and pick them up, take them to town to the clinic, and bring them back home. It's to a lot of the, especially the elderly veterans, it is their sole means of transportation.
And is there anywhere that you will not go?
I can't think of any. No.
All right, so the point is that you have a service to get our veterans in need to the appointments that they need to get to, and we need to have drivers so we can continue to cover every corner of the state and
Correct.
Continue to support
Yes.
these veterans.
That's very, very true, yep.
I want to touch really quickly, and when I first started hearing about the DAV, I only was aware of the clothing program that that you had. What's the standing of that right now?
The cloth program or clothing program is just becoming revived coming out of the pandemic. It's operated by all the local chapters spread out through the state of Minnesota. And it is the clothing program is the heartblood of revenue for the chapters and for the Department of Minnesota.
All right, perfect. And obviously, we talked before the show that not only do you need the drivers, of course, for the transportation needs, but it costs a little bit of money to keep those 35 vans or those trucks, that fleet up and running. The clothing program contributes to that.
Correct. And something I didn't mention beforehand is the DAV just purchased a $220,000 handicap van for the hospital clinic in Minneapolis, so it can carry up to 8 wheelchairs and taking veterans to outings, whether it be a ball game or a park. But the key to it is we can now haul 8 veterans in wheelchairs in one vehicle.
You know, and Jason, I think that we'd be missing the boat here if we didn't talk a little bit about what it takes to become a volunteer within the DAV as well.
Yeah, and I personally am thinking about the number of places that we could expand to of folks that are looking for a way to participate. What's the easiest way for people to volunteer?
Call our St. Paul office, and I don't have a phone number with me. But just call the Department of Minnesota at St. Paul. It's in the Veterans Service Building, and we'll get you lined up with – you have to do a short physical and take
And we'll make sure, of course, that we have links to that information with the show notes so that our listening audience can go ahead and click on that, have easy access to it, and find all the information that they need. But the bottom line is it isn't that difficult. Make that phone call. Check out the website. Fill out some information. But you're looking for people who want to give back, who want to support and do some of this volunteer time. And you stressed it before. You don't want this to be a full-time job.
No. Yeah, you don't have to be a veteran either. Yeah, anybody, I think, but the only criteria is you have to be over 18.
Okay. All right, I think that's a great point to bring up as well, is that it's not restricted to someone who's already served, is currently serving, or a veteran. If you just want to support all of our veterans, you can certainly do that. We do need to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to continue talking with Ron Haugen, who's the commander of the Disabled American Veterans of Minnesota. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm Doug Wortham, along with Jason Burley. And we've got the distinct pleasure being the co-host for the 600th episode of Minnesota Military Radio. We've been speaking with Ron Haugen, the commander of the Disabled American Veterans of Minnesota. And one thing we do need to also bring up is the fact that you're also the commander, the commander's task force, or the chair for the commander's task force. Congratulations on that selection. And can you tell us a little bit, what is the commander's task force?
Well, thank you, sir. The commander's task force is made up of the eight congressionally chartered veteran service organizations in Minnesota. And our primary purpose as a task force is to work the legislation that's pertinent and important to veterans. Here this last month, we put together our tentative program for this upcoming 2022 legislative program. And you want me to briefly cover that?
Yeah, because I think it's important to discuss the things that are going on, the events, and we know that it's the strength in numbers that you can bring these initiatives forward to our state legislatures and have that conversation about the things that we need or that as a group the CTF wants to promote and endorse.
Thank you. And, you know, we're trying to be the voice for the 300,000-plus veterans that are in Minnesota. One that we're looking at from a federal standpoint that the task force has endorsed is the Vet Centers Minnesota. We're looking and hoping to get three vet centers, more vet centers in Minnesota, and it'll be in Mankato, Bemidji, and St. Cloud. And our own state's, our senator, Amy Klobuchar, just introduced legislation this week on the federal level to seek funding for this. On the state level, and this is still preliminary, we just put this together in the last month, is some of that are important to us would be looking at paying a bonus to the post 9/11 veterans. In the details and amounts of that would be are still in flux. We're looking at striving to get some property tax relief to the post homes for a lot of the VFWs and American Legions and that have post homes and are struggling financially. One important one that look at is right now we have property tax exclusion on $150,000 and $300,000 level, and it's at a 70% and 100%. Legislation that we're going to be proposing is to put it down to as and prorate it at 50%. So if you're 50% disabled, you get 50% break on your real estate tax, and it would be based on 50% of the $300,000 cap, which would be $150,000 against your home value.
And you said that as an organization, the Commander's Task Force, you represent how many veterans?
Over 300,000 veterans in the state of Minnesota.
And so that's a pretty big voice that you bring up to the Hill when you go forward with initiatives like this. I imagine that that's a pretty loud voice that is heard loud and clear.
Politicians like numbers.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, one of the things that that we want to talk about, if we can, is the Last Man's Club. And this was a conversation, again, we were having just a little bit before the show, and I think it's an interesting story. And with just a few minutes left in this segment, can you please tell us a little bit about the Last Man's Club and what it is and of course, about the Veterans Relief Fund as well?
Okay, try to be brief. Four guys with an idea, and we hope to get 30 members. We're now 375 members. What do we do as a last bands club? Traditionally, they have a banquet a year, but this is all Vietnam-era veterans, and we decided we want to do more. And one of the things that we've gotten into is we have a Veterans Relief Fund, and how do we fund it? We have a golf tournament every year, and through sponsorships and such, we have get funding for the relief fund. And this relief fund is geared to help veterans who are falling between the cracks in the sense of the different programs. To date, we have helped 68 veterans to the tune of $53,000+. And this is in the down in the Mankato area, where our veteran service officers work hand in hand with us in the six counties that we cover.
And the golf tournament is in June of 2022, and we do have the website. It's lmcclassic.com, Last Man Classic, lastmanclubclassic.com. And there's information there, of course, for people to sign up in order to golf or to be sponsors of this great, great event. And with this last minute to go, what about the Million Veterans Program? What can you tell me about that?
The Million Veterans Program, it's been in existence for quite a while, but it's sponsored by the VA. It is to gather the genetics and histories of veterans. You don't have to be a Vietnam vet. It's all you have to do is be as a veteran and sign up at the VA hospital or at any of the surrounding clinics. And while you're doing that, depending upon the era that you're at, you should be looking at signing up for the Agent Orange Registry or the Burn Pit Registry, because that is so important to the future health of our children and grandchildren.
Well, Ron, I just want to say thanks so much for you taking the time to come in today, spend with us here on Minnesota Military Radio. I think we could talk for another 10, 15, 20 minutes and tell stories about the Last Man Club, and would sure love the opportunity to do that again. So, again, thanks for joining us in the studio today. Appreciate it.
And go Army.
All right, that was Ron Haugen. He's the commander of the Disabled American Veterans of Minnesota, also the Commander's Task Force Chair here on Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. In a moment, we're going to speak to the man with the primary voice behind the microphone for Minnesota Military Radio. But first, it's time for the Commissioner's Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now here's Commissioner Larry Herkey.
As we gather at our own tables at Thanksgiving, let us not only give thanks and blessings in our own lives, but give thanks for our servicemen and servicewomen, for those who are currently serving, and for those who have served on Thanksgiving's past, ensuring us the precious blessing of liberty. John F. Kennedy once said, "As we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them." As we return to our daily lives, let us live by our words and be grateful for all that we have. Happy Thanksgiving to all the veterans and their families.
Thank you, Commissioner Herkey. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.
Well, Jason, we are able to turn the tables just a little bit with our next guest here, and we have the distinct opportunity and pleasure to interview the guy who's been behind the microphone for the past 11 years or so with Minnesota Military Radio, and that being Tom Lyons. Mr. Lyons, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Here we are, boys. You've tipped the tables. You're going to be the interrogator, and I'm going to be interrogated.
Well, I don't know about interrogating as much as having a good conversation, and we're just happy to have you on the show and have the opportunity to talk to you a little bit about Minnesota Military Radio and kind of how we got here and where you see us going in the future.
Well, it's been quite a trip, guys. This is show number 600. We've been on the air for over 11 years, and the whole thing was kind of an accident that happened. I was doing a thing called Today's Business Radio, and I was on another station, and I was recruited to come over here, but Andrew Lee, who was part of Twin Cities News Talk AM 1130, asked me to come to lunch, and we talked a little bit, and all he wanted to talk about was my military career, which was shorter than yours, Sergeant Major. But at the end of the conversation, he wanted to do a one-hour Minnesota Military Public Affairs Program, and he wanted me to be the volunteer host. And so that was impressive, but we had to try to figure out how to do it and how to do it so that we could record it, because I was already live on the radio on Saturday mornings, and my wife wasn't very interested in me being live on the radio on Sunday mornings as well. So here we are 600 shows later.
600 shows ago, how did you know, or did we know, that the Minnesota National Guard was going to be a partner in the Minnesota Military Radio?
That's really a great question, because before Minnesota Military Radio was started, I found a sponsor for a few minutes of my Today's Business Radio show and was able to work with the Minnesota National Guard. And it was called Remember Our Military Minutes, and we were telling people stories of things like, don't go out and just box up a bunch of stuff to send to the troops and throw it on the Minnesota National Guard's doorstep, because they can't deal with it. What they need to do is you find a troop that's deployed, see what they want, box it up. So we're showing the process and trying to teach our listeners all over Minnesota how to work with things. So I already had some work going on with the Minnesota National Guard. So when the opportunity came up, I went down and talked to General Shalitoe, who was the adjutant general at that time, and he said, Tom, it's been fun, he said, but there's another two-star over here, General Rick Nash. You need to talk to him. And so I did, and he decided this would be a great way to get the story of the military in Minnesota out. And I'd already been contacted by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and this is kind of interesting. They called me in and they told me the state legislature had given them all kinds of money for programs and services, but no money to tell our veterans that they had all these programs and services available. And they wanted me to help figure out how we could do that. And of course, over the last 11 years, we kind of figured it out, because we're on 65 stations all over the state and we're talking about those programs and services all the time.
Yeah, it was just wonderful timing to have the conversation, of course, with Andrew Lee. And then, you know, you have the conversation with General Shalitoe, General Nash. Next thing you know, you're talking to MDVA. And, you know, what a great fortune of events, so to speak. But Tom, I have to know, I mean, you know, you're busy. You're a businessman. I know that you put a lot of time in. How do you find time to do this show? I mean, I know that the messaging is important. Helping our service members is an important thing, but you got a lot of other things going on. How do you find the time?
You know, there's an old saying, if you got something important you want to have done, go find a busy guy and he'll figure out a way to do it. You guys know I'm a Vietnam veteran, and I've been involved with the Minnesota Military Family Foundation on that board. And this was an opportunity to tell the stories of the military here in Minnesota, all over the world, and an opportunity to help veterans figure out how they can get resources and benefits and programs, and, of course, tell the stories of the veterans and those that are serving. It's something that comes from the heart. I made time to do it. I'm going to continue to make time to do it, even though you guys will eventually take this over. But it was one of those things that you just couldn't do, at least for a silly old Irishman. I had to dive in.
You know, the show runs now like a well-oiled machine. It goes off without a flaw. What was it like in the early days? I mean, what were the first shows like?
Well, you guys know a retired colonel by the name of Kevin Olson. And at the time, he was the public affairs officer for all of the Minnesota National Guard. And General Nash decided to do this, called Lieutenant Colonel Olson at that time in and said, we're going to do a one-hour weekly radio show. And this is how it's going to work. So the first two or three shows were like 60-page scripts, because Colonel Olson didn't know me, didn't know how this was all going to work. Today we get four or five pages of bullet points and some information on guests, and away we go. But I don't think anybody knew when we started. It was a little bitty show, one-hour show on Twin Cities News Talk AM 1130, and that was it. Pretty soon they couldn't hear it up at Camp Ripley. So we went back to the iHeart Media folks, and by the way, they put us on the air for free. It's called block programming. If you went to buy that, you're spending six figures. And they've done it for all of these years. And then they let us make the show available to outstate radio stations, because those small-town stations can't have equal access that we have to the Minnesota National Guard, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the VA Medical Center. So we've built a network over those years, one radio station at a time, and nobody knew. Who knew? I didn't.
Well, it leads to my next question. So there you are, you know, you're a little bitty show. We're here in the metro. We expand to Camp Ripley because, you know, it's a major market for the military. But when did you feel the tipping point? I mean, when did you know, like, this is a thing?
I suppose we knew in the first couple of years that we were building something, because we kept adding the pieces here and there and otherwise. But when we got to our 500 show about a year and a half ago and went out to Washington, D.C. and did that, and were able to access some national leaders and tell some stories. And I don't think there was a light going off and here's the moment. It was just, it keeps building and building and building. And, of course, when you've got the Minnesota National Guard, the MDVA, the Minneapolis VA, the CTF, you've got all of these people participating. We have access to more information than anybody else in the state, and we're building a listenership of veterans and their families that need the information. Where do I go for help? And we've been able to tell those stories, and to me, it's a work of the heart. It's very important.
So we're speaking with Tom Lyons, who has been the host of Minnesota Military Radio for the last 11 years. And so, Tom, if you were to look back the first several shows, and now here we are, show number 600, we do want to talk about memorable moments, but how would you grade yourself if we're talking about A to F? How would you grade yourself in the early part? And then how do you think we're doing now as a show and just the content, the flow and all of that kind of stuff?
You know, I think it's a beautiful accident. My business is mergers and acquisitions, and I interview business owners. I've interviewed thousands of them. And in a short period of time, I need to find out what's your business, who are you, why do your customers come to you. I've had that practice for 40 years, and I'd had a business radio show, so I had some experience on several radio stations. I think we did pretty good in the beginning, and I've gone back and listened to them. They're a little clunky. It's gotten better, and I think we've come a long way, done a pretty good job, and I've deliberately made the focus on the guests at all times. Tell the story. Get the information out there. This show is not about me. And this is the first time anybody's ever interviewed me about the show, and it may be the last.
Well, we certainly are enjoying it. I don't know how much you're enjoying it, but we love to hear the stories, and we love to hear the history. And for some of us, we weren't here the entire time. When you got started, did you think, I will do this for a while, or did you know that there is an indefinite period of time?
When we started, we just kind of, Sergeant Ben, as soon as Colonel Olson said, okay, we're doing this, I met Sergeant Ben. That's his stage name for us. And he and I sat down and started, okay, where are we going to get the guests? How are we going to find people to come on? What are we going to talk about? And we were so busy figuring it out and putting the show on each and every week. We never skipped a week, and we've never repeated a show. We never had time to think about where are we going, how long is it going to last, is this going to work or not. We just wanted to produce every show the best we possibly could, and I feel like we've done that week after week after week.
Tom, we're going to take a quick break, and ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Tom Lyons and talk a little bit about some more of the memories of the 600 shows on Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm Doug Wortham, along with Jason Burley, and we've had the opportunity here to interview Tom Lyons, who's been the host on Minnesota Military Radio for the last 11 years or so, and this is show number 600. So, Tom, welcome back. You know how this works. So we've got the next segment here, just under 9 minutes, and we want to get into some conversation about some of the memories you've had over the last 11 years, 600 shows, and what I would like to know is there one show in particular that just stands out? I mean, this is that one thing that you're like, I can't believe we had the opportunity to do this. This was just a great moment for the show, for you personally.
You know, there is, but before we get to that, I want to remember to give a big thanks to iHeartMedia. They've given us the Black program on Sundays for free. They give us the studio, and they give us an engineer. They've given us full support, and never once have they interfered with the topics and the content of the show, and then full support, and it's incredible what they've done for us. The question you asked about, is there one show? There's a lot of shows that are good, but when we were starting up, I met some of the folks in the Chaplain Corps, and one in particular was Chaplain Nguyen, who's in charge of that the chaplaincy for the Minnesota National Guard, and we started doing Christmas shows, the Chaplain's Christmas Show. We got one coming up soon. But the first year we did it, we picked a topic, and the topic was spiritual healing for our combat veterans. And I picked that because I'd heard from a lot of my fellow Vietnam veterans and some current-day veterans that there are veterans that have gone to war, and they come home with the scars, and they don't know how to put them behind them. They don't know how to heal from it. And one of them was my older brother, who served two tours in the Marines in Vietnam as a recon Marine. And he particularly had trouble with that and trouble with substances and eventually killed himself, unfortunately. And so I told the chaplain, I said, let's see if we can show people how to put that behind them and live their lives. And so we recorded the show, and I think it's one of our best pieces of work, and it was highly emotional. I tested it on a few of my friends that are combat vets from Vietnam, and I actually had to call them back. And one of them, who was a Marine and a combat vet, was crying, and he said, I'll have to call you back in a couple hours. And he called back, and he says, I think you saved some lives this week. That's important.
That's an incredible story, and certainly I think there's probably a number of shows if we go back over the 599 that have impacted people in a very positive way, and certainly something to be very, very proud of. When you think back of all of the guests, you've had some lighthearted guests, you've had some serious guests, but who do you think of the most or is most memorable or think might have been most impactful to the success of the show?
You know, there's a category of guests that are always fun, and it's our veterans. We talk to the county veteran service officers. We talk to the veteran service officers. We talk to the MDVA. We talk to the VA. But when we have our veterans on, they always have a story to tell about their time in service, and particularly those that served in a war zone. And we've had Mike McAlady on. He's chief of staff at the MDVA. He was special operations when they went into Afghanistan. Got wounded, lost some buddies, lost an arm. Great story. We've told a lot of those things. And there's another one that comes to mind. We had on a Minnesota Army National Guard lieutenant colonel who was dying of cancer.
Colonel Weber, right?
Colonel Weber, Colonel Mark Weber.
Yeah.
And we had him on the show several times. And he was so open and worried about his kids and his family. He wrote a book about it. He did videos and audio tapes for him. We had him on the show. And I want to say two important things about it. He not only showed us how to live, but he showed us how to die with dignity. And he was doing all the right things. And to be able to tell those stories, in his words, have him sit here and tell us those things, I think our listeners learned a great deal. And a man going through a really tough time in his life took the time to come over to the station and share his thoughts with us, and it was fantastic.
Tom, you've been just a fantastic host for the 600 shows, and you've built this network, as we talked a little bit about before. But can you share with us the Minnesota Military Radio? One, how many affiliates do we have now? How far do we stretch throughout Minnesota? And what are our major partners for Minnesota Military Radio?
Well, we touched on some of them. We're on 65 different frequencies or stations around the state, and we've been adding about five or six per year, and we're working hard on that. The show's vibrant. We rare, if ever, lose a radio station. They like the content. I want to keep building it. I think the show is vibrant. It's great. And the partners, of course, we've talked about the Minnesota National Guard, the MDVA. We have the Minnesota Patriot Guard on, the Minneapolis VA healthcare system. We're fortunate here in Minnesota to have one of the best medical centers in the United States right here in Minnesota, and they're doing some great stuff. The Commander's Task Force is made up of the nine federally chartered veteran service organizations. We have them on, and very importantly, we have the county veteran service officers on, because as you guys know, if you have some kind of medical problem related to your time in service, you go start with the county veteran service officer. They'll file a medical claim. If you're approved, then you get to go out to that first-class VA facility. So we've added partners over and over the years and try to expand the show and listen to the feedback so that we know what people want to hear, what do they want to learn, and then bring on experts that can provide that information.
Well, as they say, Tom, the show must go on. So what's next for the Minnesota Military Radio? It's 600 shows. It doesn't mean there doesn't need to be another 1,200 to come with Tom behind the microphone. But what's next? What's in the future? And as you think about the last 600, what do you hope people remember most about Tom Lyons and the Minnesota Military Radio?
Well, I hope they remember about the show and the stories we've told. It's not about me. It's never been about me. We want to keep expanding. We've got a transition coming. As you know, I'm a Vietnam veteran, and that means next May it'll be the 50th anniversary of the date that we closed Cameron Bay, Vietnam, and that means I'm not getting any younger. And that's why you guys are here. So you can train to be future hosts of Minnesota Military Radio, and I hope that when the time comes that I have to take a knee, that you guys can step up and keep this show going in the future. And when you think back on it, when you're ready to retire, they go, hey, he did a pretty good job in only 600 or 700 shows getting us started. Let's keep going. That's what I want to see.
Well, Tom, you have been, just fantastic, a great mentor, and I know that Jason and I have a lot to learn from you yet. You have a way to ask questions to make the guests feel comfortable, and I hope that we can continue that as we move forward with whatever does come next as it relates to Minnesota Military Radio. But as you know, we do have a clock that we've got to adhere to, and Tom, I want to give you the last minute and provide any final thoughts that you have for this segment for our listening audience. So, Tom Lyons, the microphone is yours.
Here we go. What do I do with this thing? I just want to make some comments. I think everybody knows I'm a Vietnam veteran, and we're losing my fellow Vietnam veterans every day very quickly. We weren't treated very well in our day when we came back. And I think me and my fellow Vietnam veterans have all worked very hard over the last 50 years to try to make sure that that never happens again. And that's part of the Vietnam Veterans Association, never forget. And I think we've made a difference. I beg people to do that every week at the end of the show. I think we've made a difference on your service. I think we have all the people in the United States appreciating the fact that we have military serving and risking their lives and doing the things they're asked to do, and we need to back them up. We need to be here to take care of them. And so part of my motivation of doing this show and part of the reason that as long as I live, I want to make sure that everyone listening supports our troops, supports our veterans, and supports the families. And that little bit of support when you guys are deployed today makes a difference, and we hear about it every time we interview one of those commanders. And to me, that's critically important. And for all my Vietnam veterans out there, kudos. I think we've done a good job in a bad situation and changed society so that they appreciate and support our troops and our veterans and their families. And that's my final words, guys.
Tom, thank you so much. And Jason, I hope sometime in the future we get the opportunity to actually do an interview that lasts a little bit longer than 18 minutes with Tom Lyons. Tom, thanks so much for joining us here today on Minnesota Military Radio.
We're joined now by the VA Director, Director Patrick Kelly. Director, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me back. It's always a pleasure.
Well, we're certainly happy to have you. We got a couple minutes here. What's happening at the VA? What's new that's going on?
Well, you know, the main thing, my main message today is I want to congratulate Tom Lyons on his 600th show. You know, I've had, I don't know how many shows I've done with Tom or how many opportunities he's given me or the medical center staff. But, you know, Tom has been an incredible advocate for us and has really helped us with our mission. So first and foremost, Tom, congratulations. Couldn't be more proud of you for the work that you're doing on behalf of Minnesota veterans.
Well, Director, you guys have had a longstanding relationship, a lot of shows together, covering a lot of ground. Can you give us a quick update, maybe on construction?
Yeah, so a couple things to update on that continue to progress. You know, we're doing some really, I guess, less visible work in our mental health section where we're expanding our number of inpatient mental health beds. That's coming along well, probably about 8 months away from opening there. Listeners who are coming into the medical center, one of the things they will notice on the left-hand side when they're coming in Veterans Drive is we've really sort of built up now and are constructing especially a care clinic, which is moving some services out of the hospital in order that we can open up and then create single beds for our veterans. You know, that's kind of the community standard for inpatient care, that veterans are in single bed rooms. And so that's visible, that's happening, that'll be about 8 months away. And right behind that, we're going to open a Women Veterans Center. So that's going to start right when we finish the other projects. So got the hard hat on, doing a lot of good work, got some really good projects in the works.
Something that's likely on everybody's mind during this pandemic, the COVID situation. What's the COVID update from the medical center?
You know, the first thing I'd like to encourage the listeners to do is, you know, get that COVID vaccine and get the booster. I think, you know, Minnesota has or will very shortly open that up to all. I've had my booster shot. I would encourage everybody to get the booster. You know, one of the things we have learned is that even when you got your first two, you know, there's some waning immunity, so to get that booster shot really makes a difference. And the flu vaccine, I'd encourage veterans to get the flu vaccine too. They can do that at the same time if they come to the medical center. You know, we're still living the dream. There is a lot of COVID activity in Minnesota, of course, and in the medical center. You know, we have gone from a year ago when we had 50 COVID inpatients to down to one or two, and now we're back up to about 25 today. So we are increasing the number of COVID inpatients and the number of outpatients with COVID. And so I would just strongly encourage veterans, you know, to continue to take all those precautions we've talked about for years. In the medical center, we're still mask wearing, we're still screening, we're still doing all those things, and it's important to protect them and the staff. And so expect that when you come to the medical center. If you don't need to come here, you can call the call center. They can do a quick diagnosis if you have COVID symptoms. But, you know, regrettably, as a state, we're still living this darn COVID thing, and looks like we will for a while.
Indeed. Director, we're almost out of time. Thank you so much for joining us, as always. We can't thank you enough for all the support and supporting of our veterans at the VA medical centers.
That's outstanding. Thank you for the invitation. And again, Tom, congratulations on that 600 show.
We're just about out of time. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, Ron Haugen, Tom Lyons, Director Pat Kelly, Commissioner Larry Herkey of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Sean Mankey. Please join us next week when we get an update from the American Legion and have a conversation with the Minnesota Air National Guard State Command Chief Master Sergeant. That's coming up next week on this station or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Doug Wortham along with Jason Burley, and we hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.